Well, thank you for joining us as we are journeying through the Bible. Today we come to Genesis chapter 25, verses 24 through 26. When the time came for Rebekah to give birth, there were twin boys in her womb. The first to come out was red, and his whole body was like a hairy garment. So they named him Esau. After this, his brother came out with his hand grasping Esau's heel, so he was named Jacob. The twins could not have been more dissimilar. Esau was hairy. Jacob had smooth skin. Esau was impulsive. Jacob was reflective. Esau was boisterous. Jacob was quiet. Esau was an outdoorsman. Jacob, he was a homebody. Esau was a skilled hunter. Jacob could cook a delicious pot of stew. The father, Isaac, loved Esau. The mother, Rebekah, loved Jacob. The rivalry started at birth with Jacob grabbing Esau's heel as they came out of the womb. But years later, Jacob got the better of Esau. As the oldest son, Esau was the heir apparent of the covenant promises that God gave to Abraham. But one day, after coming in famished from hunting, Esau sold his birthright to Jacob for a piece of bread and a bowl of lentil stew. Esau treated the rights and privileges that God had given him with disdain. The writer to the Hebrews calls Esau godless for his actions. Through the work of Jesus, believers have an eternal inheritance that will never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you. 1 Peter 1:4. Our rebirth comes with powerful privileges. While the true believer cannot sell or forfeit these rights, we can ignore them and we can take them for granted. While being a child of God, we can live a godless life. Let's learn from Esau. Let's not despise our spiritual blessings. Father, thank you for the great blessings we have through Jesus. Help us not to take them for granted. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.